Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
We're going to begin with a debate this morning in the Oireachtas Transport Committee to discuss the provision of buses in rural regions. The National Transport Authority were amongst others there. Pa Daly, Sinn Féin TD for Kerry, is with us. Hello, Pa.
Yeah, good afternoon.
What was discussed this morning?
Yeah, before I start there, you were mentioning CAMHS, and I think that it's very important that the Halpin report, which deals with the North Kerry patients, should be published as soon as possible. The government have it for months now, and it still hasn't been reported published, despite all the money that has been spent on it. But what happened this morning is, NTA were in, and Bus Éireann were in, and it's important to acknowledge the massive increase in people who are using state bus and rail services in the last year. But there are two main challenges. One is there's a lot of frustration about the inconsistency of the rollout of bus stops and infrastructure, which has to be approved by local authorities. So what we need there is clearer processes and a timeline for service users. Also, the issue of fares came up, and it's a question of government policy, as was indicated by Hugh Cregan from the NTA. He said that ministers or their services are combined by fares and subsidies, and the minister has recently hinted at fares increases. And Hugh Cregan said, if fares go up, there will be an alteration in usage. So in order to continue what has been done, it is important that the fares stay low. We've already seen at the beginning of this week that students from the 26 counties who are going to college in the north, they are have been denied their LEAP cards. That can't continue. There's been a lot of good and positive talk about local link and Kerry and successful
I was just going to make a point, right? If we were having this conversation maybe 3 years ago, Pat, the first thing you'd say is there's no buses out there and people are stranded. Are we after making enough progress that is no longer the biggest issue?
No. But while there has been a huge increase in numbers, I think it's very important that that continues in the accelerated way that it has. We still have to reach out into rural areas, and we have to keep the fares low in and around the towns and the cities, and expand, for example, in services to major towns like Tralee, which hasn't been included on the towns scheme yet. That's what has to be done.
I know you're under pressure for a vote. So we're going to leave you there, because obviously you're being dragged into the chamber. It might be an interesting vote as well. So we leave you go and deal with that. An interesting one that Pa Daly has raised there is the idea that local authorities might not be as quick as they could be in putting in the infrastructure that's in place. The National Transport Authority's Director of Public Transport is Jeremy Ryan, who's on the line. Jeremy, good evening.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you doing?
You're not being called to a Dáil vote, I hope.
Not at the moment.
Okay, that's a good start. So that means you can stay on the line with me, which is important. How much of an issue is that you know, we decide, yes, here comes the bus. Great. We need to put a bus stop in, or we need to put infrastructure in, and the local authority drag their heels on it?
Well, I mean, it isn't a straightforward process always to get bus stops in. First of all, we decide where we'd like to put bus stops. We do need local authorities to give us approval from a traffic safety point of view in particular. And then in terms of actually rolling out the infrastructure, the bus poles or maybe hard standing for people to stand at, we are looking more and more to local authorities to do that on our behalf. So we provide a budget of $500,000 a year per local authority around the country for local authorities to draw up a proposed program for our approval, and then we'll give them the money to implement the stops and shelters in their local authority area. We're hoping that
Can I ask a question? Let's go back to a pre-NTA time when it would have been Dublin Bus or Bus Éireann or whoever putting in the bus stop. Would it have taken as long, or have we added another layer of bureaucracy that's slowing things down?
No, there's no particular additional layer of bureaucracy. I suppose in the past it would have been the operators directly going to the local authority, and now it's going to local authority. So there's no new layer there. It's you know, different people perhaps speaking to local authority than in the past, but no. And in fact, we think because of this €500,000 programme per local authority per year, that we're actually making it much easier for local authorities now to actually implement those stops, where in the past they may not have had the budget to do that.
Mm. Let's talk about Ruralink, which I have to say I'm seeing an awful lot more of around Ireland. These independently owned small buses that shuttle from A to B. Not sure how frequent the service is, whether it's as frequent as it needs to be, but it's a service that exists now that didn't exist previously. Is there a strong appetite amongst operators to take up the service?
Yeah, well, Localink has been a tremendous success, and I mean, most of the Connecting Ireland programme has been delivered through Localink services, and there's a large number of local operators involved in that. So to date, since 2022, when the Connecting Ireland programme kicked off, we've had 177 new or improved routes implemented across Ireland, and we're hoping before the programme ends to get another 90 or so implemented. So we're delighted with the progress so far. We're two-thirds of the way through the full programme at this stage. And there's been huge local involvement. And Localink offices around the country have been key to this delivery as well. Okay. Working with us and with the operators to get those services.
It's a brilliant idea, and look, it's particularly a brilliant idea for older people who are living in rural areas. I mean, even if there's only one bus every 2 days, they know when to get the bus, and it means they're not stuck at home like they would have been previously. But I have to come back to the issue that Pat Daly raised, which is fares. If you start pushing up the price of fares for people who don't have a pass, then they're going to be less likely to use the bus and get back into the car. If we push up fares now, is that not ultimately going to be self-defeating?
Well, I mean, in relation to fares, I suppose first thing we should say is that we haven't had a general fares increase since 2018. In fact, there's been a 20% reduction in fares as a result of the cost of living measures that were introduced in the budget a number of years back. We've also got in place a half-price fare for students and young adults up to the age of 25 now.
Jeremy, it's all good stuff. The minister hinted last week that they might push prices up. I'm asking, if we push prices up, are we pushing people away from public transport?
Well, that's the last thing we want to do. And we think putting out more services is the key, and has been the key. We've seen a huge increase in passenger numbers as services roll out. So in terms of the budget for services, new services, the dust is still settling after the budget announcement a week or two ago. So we're meeting our parent department to discuss that and where we lie in terms of new services and what we can and can't do within the money we have. Clearly, if there isn't subsidy, then the only other way to make the shortfall will be with fares. So we'll see how that pans out, but it's too early to say.
So in other words, if the government doesn't pony up the extra money, then it's going to be back on the taxpayer, or back on the fare user.
Well, it's going to be, yes, that's right. It's either a subsidy from the government or it's a fare. There are the two ways that we can fund PSO, public transport services, that are under contract with the NGA.
Okay. I don't want to kind of force you into a corner here, because it's obviously not a decision that you're going to make, but the logic here should be we keep the fares down. If anything, we should lower the fares even more. When, after COVID, the rail service is a perfect example. I know you're a bus guy, but when they brought down the prices of the trains after COVID, everybody rushed to get back on the train, and the trains are busier than they've ever been. There's an appetite out there, and we're struggling to meet it.
There sure is. I mean, just last year we had a 10.6% increase across the board, bus, rail, Lewis, on all TFI NTA funded services. So there's a massive appetite out there, and it's quite hard to keep up sometimes in terms of rolling out new services to meet with that demand. But as you know, they have to be funded somehow. So it's either through subsidy or through fares, as you say.
Okay, we leave it there for now. Jeremy Ryan, Director of Public Transport at the NTA, Pat Daly, speaking earlier from Leinster House. By the way, the vote of confidence in Simon Harris, Thánaiste Simon Harris, which was tabled by Aontú leader Paddy Tobin, who was on yesterday evening explaining why they were doing it. I told him it was a waste of time because it was inevitably going to be defeated. Lo and behold, Simon Harris has the confidence of the Dáil. He won the confidence vote 94 votes to 65. We'll come back to that particular story later on. On the issue of rural transport, listeners aren't necessarily buying it. Sure, you can't even get a bus from Donabate to North County Dublin into the city centre. Overcrowded trains mean people are taking buses to Swords to link up with buses to the airport and city. Are you trying to tell me, and this is an honest question as someone who doesn't live in Donabate, that you can't get a direct bus route from Donabate in? I know you might be able to kind of hop on the train nearby, but no direct bus. That absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. My sister walked a kilometre to get a bus to work and a back from work. Then a couple of years ago, they decided not to let the bus stop along the road. Now she has to get a lift from the local town to get the bus, as it's 4 kilometres away and not safe to walk the road. Yeah, I mean, there was something nice about living in the countryside, just being able to stick the paw out and the bus would stop. We had, where we lived, there was a rural bus service once a week. Once on a Saturday morning at 10 o'clock and drop you home at 4 o'clock. If you missed that, there's another bus in a week's time. But the great thing about it was you could literally just put your hand out and it would stop outside your front gate. I live in Tullow, 10 to 15 minutes drive from Carlow Town. The local link goes past our house, but we never use it because it's €20 per person round trip. So for my wife and myself to get to Carlow, it's €40. It's a no-brainer to use the car. We'd love to use public transport. Local link needs to be cheaper. I really regret that Jeremy Ryan has gone off the line because I would like to put that point to him. We might get back on to him. €20 per person. That's an empty bus. And one more. It takes years to get a bus shelter in the west of Ireland, in the north of Ireland. They're everywhere. Why? Keep the text coming to us.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.